Let's take our Bibles. You turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14. I would like to look at verse 1 this morning. Proverbs 14, I've entitled this message, Where is Your House Built? Where is your house built? And the scripture that we're going to deal with today beautifully, magnificently, sets forth the effect of the evidence of God's work of grace in the heart. And you know, this is everything we preach. It's going to have to come back to this. Tell me wherein lies my hope. Now let me tell you why. Number one, there's no other message but that. There's no other message save Christ. And secondly, as I mentioned before I began the other message, this may be the last time that somebody in this congregation hears the gospel. This may be the last time. And if it is the last time, Lord, help me not to preach something. Help me to not preach something that was not truth. Lord, keep me from preaching anything other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified. If this is the last message I preach, or if this is the last message you ever hear, may Christ be honored. That's what me just read. May the Lord be honored. Believers are sinners saved by the grace of God. And sinners saved by the grace of God manifest wherein lies their hope. Now that's just the way it is. God's people manifest their hope. I want you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, and I want to look at just a few verses of Scripture, then I'm going to relate what we're going to look at right here in 1 Thessalonians to Proverbs 14:1. Here's the evidence. Now, the most blessed way to know how is a believer evidenced. I know they are. In 1 Thessalonians 1, no greater chapter on setting forth the evidence of a believer than right here. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 4. The Apostle Paul says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Boy, that ought to arrest us right there. Knowing. Here's the evidence of the election. The Scriptures sets forth that God elects, knowing your election. Here it is, verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Here's the evidence. The gospel of God's free grace, meaning, as Mitch just read, we don't walk after the flesh. When that scripture says that, this is what it means. We don't walk, have our manner of life trusting in the things of the flesh. That's what it says. We walk not after. I mean, I know we're in this body and this is flesh and we're living and we, you know, that's not what it's talking about. Finding your hope for eternal security. You don't walk after the flesh, but you walk after the Spirit. You walk in what God has taught concerning. This is the evidence. The gospel, our gospel, it wasn't just a word. A word that you understood in your head, but it was power to you. You believed it. You rested in it. This is the believer's life. God has done something for me that I couldn't do for myself. Verse 6, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. He receives that word in affliction from the world. But it is absolutely contrary to what he thinks by nature. I'll be the first to tell you, first time I ever heard the gospel of God's grace, I felt so sorry for that person that was talking to me. Are you kidding me? Where did you get that? I've never heard that preached before. But when it pleased God to reveal Christ to me, in me, it was in power. You received it in much affliction. You don't follow after what you used to believe. You don't follow after preachers that preach doctrines, devils, what the Scripture sets forth, relating man's works and self-righteousness to man's salvation. That's not true. Paul said, here's the evidence of it. You became followers of us and of the Lord, received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. I was reading just the other day, I'm studying ahead, and I read that scripture, and it says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Back in Nehemiah. And I looked at that scripture, and I thought, and there it was, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. The joy of Jehovah is our strength. And I thought, the joy of Jehovah is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the triune God is Christ, who is our strength. Paul says, you received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. The resting, the peace, the comfort of Christ. Verse 7, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. Examples. You act, believe, you walk. The walk of a believer, amazing thing. Struggling always in themselves and always thankful, praising, their hearts rejoicing in Christ. You ask a believer, you know, what do you think of yourself? Start talking about that. I struggle. Struggle to read. Struggle to pray. Struggle to preach. Struggle to study. I told you about to throw Don Fortner the other day. Asked him, you know, be praying for us. And he'll say, Marvin, he said, as best I can. I'll try. I can relate to that. For from you sounded, verse 8, at the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place, your faith that God would is spread abroad, so that we deem not to speak anything. Out of the abundance of a believer's heart, they speak. They speak of Christ. They speak of His glory. And they delight to converse with other believers concerning the truth, God's grace. Come, David said, and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. God's people give evidence, give a testimony of God's mercy to them. And in verse 9 it says, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God and from idols to serve the living and true God. God's people, regenerated by the grace of God, turn from the idols of pride, self-love, self-will, ambition, rebellion against God. And they turn because they've been turned by the Spirit of God. According to God's will and God's pleasure and God's providence, they turn to Him. Materialism, all other things that would hinder a believer's walk, they look at those things as playing second fiddle. It's just not. In verse 10, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. We know this life is a vapor. We know that our time here is just short. We like to believe that we've got many, many years to go. In my mind, I think, well, I've got many, many years, but who knows? Who knows what this might be? The last day. Now, knowing the evidence of a believer, Paul gave us, turn back to Proverbs 14:1, and let's just look at this for just a minute. Proverbs 14:1, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Now, I noticed something. It said, every wise woman. Not most, not some, every wise woman. Now that right there ought to just stop us for just a second. We ought to just ask ourselves this. Now, I know that that's saying something more than just talking about construction. This physical construction. Now you know it is. Not even construction within the workings of the interior of a home. Woman, here, a key to this, here again, how profitable it is to look into God's Word and find out what does that mean? Wife. Wife. Every wise wife buildeth her house. Now I know this, spiritually speaking, there is but one wise woman. There's but one. Who it is? Who is it? Not who it is. Who is it? It is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And her wisdom did not originate with herself. The Scripture says Christ to be the wisdom of His people. Christ, our wisdom, who is the wisdom of God. Wisdom speaking. So any wisdom that there is to be had concerning the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, He has to be it. Christ. Now here, this Scripture sets forth that every wise wife, every wise woman, buildeth her house. But where does she build it? Turn with me to Matthew 7. Our Lord set forth, I believe, the absolute truth of this Scripture. Every wise woman buildeth her house. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, where it was founded upon a rock. Now surely, the only place of refuge of any spiritual building, wise building, lively stones built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the chief cornerstone. Where are you going to build? The name of this message is, where's your house built? Every wise woman, I will liken, those that hear these words of mine, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house. A wise woman built her house. The only place of refuge is going to be found on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our rock, our foundation. But I know this. I know that the wise woman back in Proverbs 14 that built her house, she wasn't the originator of that building. This building of hope that's in him. She didn't construct it. It is Christ himself who has built his church upon himself. He is the builder and has given his people a heart, a will, a joy to come to him. When they came to him, why did they come? Father drew. But did they come? Yes, they did. Where is your house built? He said, my hope, my house is built on nothing less than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did that originate with you? No. But you did it by the grace of God. He gave you faith. The woman that came to him with the issue of blood, if I could just touch him with his garment, I'm going to be made whole. Where did that faith come from? He gave it to her. It's given unto you to believe. But did she do it? Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Are you believing? Are you trusting? Are you building your house upon the rock? If you are, it's by the grace of God. But bless God, he gave you a heart to do it. God's people walk after him. They truly walk after him. We're not robots. God Almighty gives us a new heart, a mind, a will, and we do exactly what we want to do. I want to pray. I want to trust. I want to love. I want to be built on him. I want to hear his word. I want to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So I know that I can by no means lay claim to the origination of this house. But in what sense can it be said that every wise woman builds her house? Only in the sense that we build upon him by faith. The scripture sets forth, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, a believer in Christ, which built his house upon the rock. And how, Lord, will we know those that are made wise? Verse 26, Matthew 7 said, the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew. That house that was beat upon fell not. It didn't fall. It was founded on the rock. Why didn't it fall? Because it was kept by the power of God. Built upon him, trusting him, God's people are going to be tried and tested and proven how? By this word. By this word. Oh, I do understand. We will suffer. I do know that. We'll suffer in this life. We'll suffer emotionally and physically and financially. I know that. But these scriptures set forth the truth that God's going to keep His people. The winds, the rains, beat on that house. It does not. I tell you the ultimate trial. I'll tell you the ultimate test is in that day of judgment when all things are going to be judged in righteousness. The wise woman, Scripture sets forth, buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands, with her ability, with her will, with her works, plucks down her hands. The Scripture says, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Those who hear the sayings of the Lord Jesus, the gospel of God's grace, and doeth them not, doesn't hold them, doesn't believe them, doesn't trust Him. That house that they built, that house of refuge upon the sand, that which is not stable, that's what it's setting forth. A rock is setting forth that which is stable, the sand is not stable. That which has its foundation based upon anything except the rock of ages. Those that believe themselves to have established their own righteousness will in that day. And that's when they're going to know it. They'll stand before God and say, we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We did many marvelous works in your name. They'll say, I never knew you. Almighty God is pleased in His Son. And those found in Him, those that trust Him for life and salvation, building upon the foundation of man's impotence, is actually spiritual suicide. The foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Oh, that we might be found grounded and built upon Him. Psalm 61:2 says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. And may the Lord bless these words to our hearts. For Christ's sake.